Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Democrats are asking for free money again. Brandon Johnson, Mr. 17% approval rating, said he's going to pay every single Chicagoan who is black reparations. He's got this big plan. We'll talk about it. He also said that Trump is erasing black lives somehow. And even the CNN journalist who was talking to him did not know what he was talking about, did not disagree, knew that was loony. As always, guys, please like this video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourself will see it. Here we go.
They wanted to create division, but we're not going to allow that to happen in the city of Chicago. Much like we fought for civil rights 60 years ago, we're going to continue to make sure that whether you are black, brown, Asian, white, young, old, working people deserve to be prioritized. And this misnomer that there's division, you know, and consternation within communities solely based on this issue is just wrong. He's working to eliminate black history. He is trying to eliminate black existence from this country, but he's also attacking the LGBTQ
community. I wouldn't say he's trying to eliminate black existence.
What we're going to do is we're going to bring people together in this country to make sure we build the safest, most affordable big city in America.
You know it's bad when even CNN thinks you've gotten a little too far. A little hyperbolic there, Brandon. Brandon Johnson then gave his Juneteenth address where basically announced he's going to give grants based on your skin color, which of course is racist. It's against the Civil Rights Act. But here he is saying it anyway.
We need to be reminded as blacks here in Chicago and America, remembering our past and working towards a more just future, investing in black is not a criminal act. Sister Zakiya says she need a witness, so I'm gonna say it again. Investing in black is not a criminal act.
The Civil Rights Act would like a word, Brandon. Let's flip this, just a thought experiment. This is what people do now. This is what Brandon Johnson said. Investing in whites is not a criminal act. Actually, it is. If you're out there and you're saying, I'm just going to invest, if you're the government, and you're saying, I'm just going to invest in white businesses, that is against the law. That is against the Civil Rights Act. It is criminal. It's evil. Like, it's not good. Even if it wasn't against the law, which of course it is. Can you imagine, by the way? You can't really imagine that, because if it was happening, Chicago would be on fire right now, and the mayor would probably be in a body bag or would be impeached. Again, it's okay for black folk. It's not okay for white folk. There is no equal principle on this. It's just greed. That's what it is. So again, what is exactly the thing that Chicago is doing? This is from their website. It's crazy because even on their website, they didn't word it well. This is what they say. They say, Mayor Johnson announced a $4.11 million investment into community wealth building to offer communities the opportunity to build financial wealth and prevent displacement. The capital grant program will be administered by the Wealth Our Way, a collaborative initiative developed by Community Desk Chicago, which, this is the important part, will offer technical assistance and coaching to selected commercial shared ownership models. Interesting. So you'll notice they never say the word black in there. They never say that. They never say African-American in the whole thing, because they know if they do, the Civil Rights Act will come for them. They will be sued immediately. So effectively what they're saying there is they're going to choose which businesses they want to coach and invest in. There's that $4.11 million investment, and they just get to arbitrarily choose. And you know that they're only going to choose black ones. And you know that because that's exactly what Brandon Johnson said in his Juneteenth address. So again, here we go. It's the same old story. It's the same old story. This is the 1950s all over again. But instead of white businesses getting, say, unfairly easy or low loan payments, that's one thing that happened in the 50s, it's the exact opposite. It's for black businesses. We've swung the other way for some stupid reason. And everybody knows this is dumb, except for the most radical part of the left and people, again, with 17% rating on their approval, like Brandon Johnson. I think this is insulting to hardworking Americans of all races, but I think it's especially insulting to black Americans who are basically made to feel, and it's been this way since DEI and, you know, all the affirmative action has come forward. They're made to feel like they can't get ahead without the government doing it for them. As someone who owns a couple businesses myself, I feel great satisfaction when they grow. Growing them is very fun. It's awesome. Let me just say, that if a government employee just showed up today and they said, hey, we're going to coach you through everything. We're going to tell you exactly how to run your business, and we're going to give you $100,000 as well just to help you out. That would take all of the satisfaction out of it. You could never say you built a business on your own. You could say it, but you couldn't mean it. You couldn't feel it. You would know in your heart you didn't. It frankly robs the business owner of that victory, which is really the whole reason why you become an entrepreneur in the first place. That victory is what entrepreneurs crave. So I do not see this as a win for anybody. Not for all the races left out of the reparations, of course, because every race at some point in history has been down and out. That I know that leftists like to just pretend that the last 300 years is the only amount of history that's ever happened, but that's not the case. Every single race, you want to talk about the Irish? You want to talk about the Chinese just in the last 150 years? You want to go way, way back to when every single race ever has been enslaved? Every single one. So at what point's the cutoff? Do we go back to 1619? Why not 1618? Why not 1600? Why not 1500? You could keep going back forever. At the end of the day, it's stupid. It's not a win for anybody, especially not black people. Speaking of businesses, guys, high quality talent that fits in your budget is incredibly hard to come by. And that is why I partnered with a company that helps with that, Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with highly vetted accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, sales assistants, you name it, working in the same time zones as your company only for $3,000 a month. The average company right now with Leverage Assistant is saving over $20,000 a year in labor costs. If you run a business, you know that is a huge amount of money to save. They're not a recruiter or a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, behavioral assessments to ensure that they are the right cultural and the right operational fit for your business. Right now, this is something I've worked out with them. It's just for my viewers. They're giving 1 month free so that you can see how high quality their talent is for your business and how much money you can save. It's no risk to you at all. So check it out right now to see what they're all about, all those different roles that they offer, and to get that 1 month free, go to the link in the description below. Guess how many illegal immigrants came into our country in May? Zero. Literally zero, guys. This is the single largest immigration success win of my lifetime, and Democrats are panicking because of it, obviously. Congressman Maxwell Frost, for instance, pretty much just says what Republicans have been saying for years now at this point, which is that Democrats need those immigrants imported to keep winning elections. Watch this.
And to my Republican colleagues who say, I don't want any undocumented people in this country, I actually agree with you. So let's document every single one of them with a speedy path to citizenship.
Wowza. That is the whole plot right there. Everything Republicans have been saying that Democrats want. No wonder they tried to jail Trump so hard before he could do this. Ilhan Omar was also not having a good day. This is obviously bad news for her. She's saying that this is so bad, not having illegal immigrants come into our country, that she might just go back to Somalia.
I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where the military are in our streets without any regard for people's constitutional rights, while our president is spending millions of dollars propping himself up like a failed dictator with a military parade, it is really shocking, and it should be a wake-up call for all Americans to say this is not the country we were born in. This is not the country we believe in. This is not the country our founding fathers imagined, and this is not the country that is supported by our constitution, our ideals, our values, and we should all collectively be out in the streets rejecting what is taking place this week.
Ilhan Omar is literally saying that nothing could be worse than a sovereign country. She does not I don't know if she doesn't understand it or if she's just full corrupt. I honestly think there is a disconnect between her understanding of what a country is. It is sovereign. The whole woman's narrative is that she does not believe the United States of America should be sovereign. Here are the numbers, if you are curious. This is what came out. May 2024, last year for Biden, 118,000 illegals came across the border. I kid you not. Excuse me. Those are the amount of people who came to the border in general. This year, 8,000. That's a 93% drop, as you can see. Then, also looking at May 2024, how many people actually got released into the United States was 64,000 illegals, about half of the people who came to the border. And then, of course, in May, for Trump, zero. So a 93% drop in people even coming because they know they're not going to get across. And then, of course, they don't. It's that simple. Like, it turns out we did not need new legislation like the Democrats said. We just needed a new president. And it also turns out that the talking point from Democrats that Trump didn't want to actually fix the problem was total BS. It was a lie. It was all a lie. Trump crushed it. His level of success, if you look at this level of success and you extrapolate it over the next 3.5 years, I think with the deportations and with people not coming in, it will make a heap of a difference for everyday Americans. It will be massive. You want to talk, I like to talk about politics that everyday Americans really can feel what affects them. This directly affects you every day, and it will affect you positively for the rest of your life. Replace your sugary pre-workout drink with Energy Rocks. It's like Pop Rocks, like the candy, but not candy. It's for energy. It only has 20 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and you get all of the energy that you would get from one cup of coffee. It's way better for you, way more enjoyable as well, and they're giving my whole audience 20% off with the code JOSHCAR20 off at checkout. Go to the link in the description below for that code. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.